behaviors we haven't learned to observe yet. Thoughts come from a mindset, and they direct the way you think and act. Your mindset equips you with a set of criteria according to which you evaluate yourself, your capabilities, and the world around you. Your expectations, ambitions, habits, tendencies, and preferences are all shaped by your mindset. The value you place on material possessions and financial success is also determined by the frame in which your mind is set. This framework can be your greatest asset in achieving financial freedom or your worst obstacle. Your mindset consists of various aspects. It is not only your conscious thoughts, your youth experiences, upbringing, curiosity, mental inclination toward positivity or negativity, among other things. They all play a role. Psychology divides one's attitude toward life into three categories. They look at the emotional, behavioral, and cognitive components. These three are interconnected, and all of them have to work in concert if financial success is to become a reality. Let's take a look at fixed mindset and growth mindset. The most significant difference between these two sides of the coin is how obstacles and failures are handled. When you have a mindset that looks for growth opportunities, a setback is only a temporary obstruction. Someone with a mental attitude that's focused on growth might say, when faced with a setback, "I didn't get it right the first time. What do I need to learn to ace it on the next try?" They try even harder the next time and don't give up until they have overcome the problem. Someone coming from a fixed way of thinking would say, "I knew I would not succeed because I don't have a talent for this, and I will never have the skill." They often become disinterested at the first sign of trouble and stop trying. It is only a small step from there to shift the blame for the failure to someone or something else, away from themselves and their way of thinking. They see themselves as victims of circumstances, unfortunate human beings for whom the dice didn't roll right and who didn't receive the magical, ingrained thing called a talent for money-making. A growth mindset, furthermore, eliminates the need to try to prove oneself always. It frees creative energy for growing into your full potential instead of burning creativity in a futile race against yourself. The only outcome of such a race is a constant desire for approval, even if it is only from yourself. Another logical outcome of a fixed mindset is an aversion to risk-taking. Taking a risk carries within itself the possibility that inadequacies could be unmasked, which is unacceptable if you believe you were dealt a hand that can never be changed. Some of the things we're talking about in this book are abundance, financial literacy, habits, and business strategies. Abundance. More than any other concept, abundance has become a modern, philosophical hold-all for anything related to prosperity. When narrowed down to finances, it could be described as an unhindered flow of money. This can only be achieved through a combination of different aspects of life. It is more than just having a budget, although clever budgeting is part of the total picture of abundance. This will be discussed in detail in later chapters. Financial literacy. According to Investopedia, financial literacy is the ability to understand and effectively use various financial skills, including personal financial management, budgeting, and investing. Although the financial landscape looks somewhat different in the post-COVID-19 world, after markets were shaken up by the falling prices and worldwide lockdowns, the basic principles remain the